Greetings, everybody. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Welcome to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. So, Tantra Cafe is about Tantra and Tantra-related subjects in my effort to enlighten you or educate you about what Tantra is and what Tantra is not. I like to give you a section of the show every single week where I demystify some aspect of Tantra. That's part of the appetizer or appetizer, part of the cafe theme. Then I have a special guest, which is like my daily special, as if we were ordering in a cafe. And then at the end, I like to give you some dessert or Tantra takeout. That's pretty much how the show works. And I just as a little appetizer this evening, I'm just going to ask you, are you someone who wants to meet new people in a safe and sacred way? And, you know, you're puzzled as to how to do this. So our guest tonight, she's a surprise for you. Our guest tonight has the solution. She's involved in Tantra, and she's involved in some other things called cuddle parties. And you're going to hear about that very shortly. But first, I want to tell you how to get in touch with us, how to call in, or fast chat with me if you want to while you're listening to the show. So again, TantraCafe@bbsradio.com. You can go on to the bbsradio.com website and you can scroll down in the right column to fast chat. You can go on that and you can send me a quick chat note if you want to ask me a question during the show. Or you can call in. You can call in toll free in the U.S. and Canada at this number, 888-228-4494, or worldwide you can call in 877-489-6350. Good. So I hope to hear from you. I love it when people call in. I love when you have questions for us. So for the appetizer today, you know, I just want to go back again to demystifying or debunking, you know, something about the hype of Tantra. Many people, even today, I'm broadcasting today from Scottsdale, Arizona, and even today I was talking to some people who said, well, really, isn't Tantra just sex? I mean, that's what they hear. That's what we hear about. And when we hear about practitioners saying, you know, they're tantric therapists or they do Tantra massage, you know, isn't that really just sex? Well, in fact, in some ways, it is. Some people use the word Tantra and they use it synonymously with sex. And you know, that's okay, but frankly, my opinion, and you can quote me on this, frankly, my opinion is that that is such a small aspect of Tantra. It so doesn't give credence or credit to this ancient science and this ancient set of practices, which has so much to do with circulating energy and becoming embodied in the body as a sentient being, like one that actually senses things and feels things. That would be the whole point of Tantra to begin with. And most people just really don't get that. All they think of is, you know, kind of this only the sex thing. And, you know, I want to point out that the skin is the largest organ in the body, the absolute largest organ. It has the most surface to be touched and to feel senses, both outside on the skin and inside, you know, the body, and these sensations are delicious. And Tantra has everything to do with waking up the senses and waking us up. If we were meant to be born not feeling, then we would have been born in something called, like, metal, you know, some kind of bubble or something. But we're not. We're in skin. And as long as we're in skin, we might as well be embodied in the skin. So I like to... I want to really address that with you and say, you know, the body and the skin are nothing to take lightly. Like there's something to them that's so sacred, so delicious, so wonderful. I'm so glad I'm in a body and I'm in skin. And I just want you to know that Tantra helps people really appreciate embodiment. Because most of the time in our world, people are walking around as talking heads. And, you know, this, it simply doesn't work. The body has many messages and many things to teach us through the senses. So that's my appetizer for this evening, just something to demystify Tantra for you and put it into an aspect or into a light where you can see other things when you hear the word Tantra. And tonight I think you're going to hear a lot of more things that have to do with Tantra based on body, mind, and spirit, and I'm absolutely thrilled. So I want to tell you a little bit about my guest tonight, our main course. My guest tonight is a person, a woman named Edie Weinstein-Moser, and what people say about her is that she's a Renaissance woman. And let me tell you how many things Edie's involved with. She's a freelance journalist. This I know because she's written an article about me, and it was a wonderful, wonderful interview we did. She's a speaker. She's a workshop facilitator. She's a therapist and an interfaith minister. Also, she's a massage and energy worker. So, you know, she kind of, when I ask her, well, you know, Edie, just, you know, summarize in a moment, she sees herself as a cuddle ambassador, wanting to have Philadelphia become the city of cuddly love, as a takeoff on the city of brotherly love. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the cuddly Edie Weinstein-Moser to the show. Edie, welcome to my show tonight.
Thank you. It's nice to be considered the main course. Wow. I'm honored. Thank you.
Yum, yum.
Good. I've heard that said before.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could make it to the show. And, you know, I wanted to, let me just say to people again, just in case they forgot who they're listening to, this is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and I'm here with my guest. Well, actually, I'm in Scottsdale. Edie, where are you?
I'm in beautiful Bucks County, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia.
Okay, great. So you're in Philly, the outside of Philadelphia this evening. I'm in Arizona. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight about Tantra, and then we're going to speak a little bit about how Edie got into this whole thing called the cuddle party, which some of you may have heard of, some of the listeners may have heard of, and some of you haven't, and so we're going to introduce it to you if you haven't. So, Edie, first let me know, you know, how, I know you know about Tantra, I know you've been involved in Tantra, I know you've been in a Tantra class of mine. How did you first get into Tantra? Like, how did you hear about it, and why would you go there?
Okay, my first experience with a tantric workshop was in 2004, and as a journalist, I was asked to interview Charles and Caroline Muir. I had heard of their work before, but had never actually experienced it. And as a result of doing the interview, I got to go to one of their workshops. For me, it was a huge life awakening, and it set me on a course that I never would have imagined. It helped me to become more comfortable in my own skin, helped me to be aware of how energy moves through my life, definitely connected me with some extraordinary people, and helped me to recognize the divine in all things, which to me is what Tantra is really about. Yes, sexuality is a lovely part of it, and sexual interaction is a lovely part of it, but for me it's more about seeing the beloved in everyone, seeing the divine in everyone. And since then, I've taken classes with other teachers, including you, and I've done a lot of reading, and I don't want to just call it a spiritual practice, I call it a life practice. And in terms of intimate interactions, I wouldn't have it any other way. What I tell people for me is that Tantra is more than sex being just about what goes on below the belly button. And for me, it's the idea that that all the chakras need to be connected within myself and connected with another human being if there's an intimate interaction between myself and someone else.
Well, just let me stop you for a second because that's beautiful. First of all, that you said seeing the beloved in each and every person. That's true. I mean, it's so true, and it's beautiful that you would bring that up, that people, and that doesn't mean, does it, like falling in love, like with every single person, like you want to now marry everyone that you meet. Not like that. Give us an example of like the experience of being in love, seeing the beloved. Like, what's it like for you when you meet someone?
Well, first of all, let me clarify too that in order to see the beloved in someone else, I first have to see it in myself. And the idea that each one of us needs to be our own primary partner before we can partner with anyone else, whether it's one other person or more than one other person, in terms of relationship, because I consider both monogamy and poly as options for anybody should they choose either. If they want to order off the menu, whatever their preference is. But in order to have any kind of healthy relationship with another human being, it first has to start within. So until I can recognize the divine, the beloved, the Shiva and Shakti within myself, I can't recognize it in someone else. And I'm not just talking about romantic connection. I'm talking about seeing the beauty, the beloved, the divine in any, you know, any being, whether it's a tree or a person or an animal. I can feel this heart swelling, like heart expansion. And that's something, not that it wasn't there before my tantric experiences, but it's definitely increased. So, you know, I hate to look at it like the Grinch. You know, the Grinch's heart grew three sizes that day. I never felt like I had a closed heart, but I feel like my heart's much more open now as a result. I also recognize kindred spirits in a way that I wouldn't have before. It's a sense of, oh, there you are again. You know, a sense of familiarity when I connect with someone. And
even if
every
you don't
day,
know them.
Right. Even if I don't know them, right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I set an intention every morning before I get out of bed to meet amazing people and have extraordinary experiences. And every day I do. Whether it's at work, whether it's in a social setting, you know, via the internet, whatever it is, I connect with people every day and recognize that within them. And we're all mirrors for each other.
Mm.
So everyone that I meet is a mirror.
That's
and
beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You've covered a lot of turf, so I need to stop you every so often just because, like you mentioned, the chakras before, you know, aligning
yeah.
the chakras. And some people who are listening might not know what that is. So just for clarification, I'm going to let people know that when she talks about the chakras or when I talk about the chakras, those are the major energy centers in the body. And primarily we have seven of them, although we're not limited to seven. We have many others. But the major ones and the ones that Edie's talking about aligning with another human being start at the bottom, like at the bottom of your body, kind of like if you reach around to where your tailbone is, that would be where your first chakra is, like right at your bottom. And then your next chakra, your second chakra, would be at the sex center. And your third would be at the upper belly solar plexus. And your fourth would be in your heart. And your fifth would be in your throat. And your sixth would be right around what's called your third eye, which is an area just slightly above the eyebrows and right smack in the middle. And then your seventh would be above and around the head. It's called the thousand petal lotus. It's the seventh chakra, and it's what connects you to the divine. So that's one thing. And then, Edie, you said something else. I don't know. We'll come back to it. There was another mystical.
Uh-oh. And I don't remember either.
Yeah,
if you'd repeat it, I probably couldn't.
Yeah, there was something else that you said about there was some other thing that you said that I just didn't write it down quickly enough, but it's okay. We'll come back to it. So far, I love what you've said. You've said a lot to demystify Tantra, and you've also talked about how your life has changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you really connect with other people and how you love yourself and how you feel about yourself, and that you can see yourself as beloved and
mm-hmm.
then walk around seeing other people as beloved and feeling this wide heart connection and, you know, being able to find kindred spirits. I mean, those are all very important in our day and age, to be able to
mm-hmm.
really know when someone is a good, safe place to play,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether on any level, like who to befriend and who not to, finding kindred spirits. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, in a few moments more in this show, we're going to be talking about your whole role in helping other people to meet
mm-hmm.
other kindred spirits. So I just want to ask you if you have, in Tantra, do you have a favorite practice? Do you have a particular favorite practice?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that for me, breathing together with, you know, if it's with a partner, breathing together and eye gazing, because where there's breath, there's life. If you're not breathing, you're not living. And so many of us hold our breath and hold tension in our bodies. And in an intimate situation, when people are breathing together, they're in alignment. There's a sense of alignment. And then the eye gazing, for me, connects me with the other person and their energy. I can tell that there's someone in there. If I'm, you know, it's the metaphor of the eyes being the window to the soul.
Yes.
That I can get in connection with that other person. One of my favorite definitions of Tantra is expansive weaving. And when there's a sense of a tapestry being woven within myself and with another person, then there's a deeper connection. So for me, the breath and the eye contact is that. The other thing, one of the other very cool things that I learned is the sensory awakening exercise that I absolutely love. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done. Yeah.
Tell about it because people are listening.
Sure.
What
may not be.
About.
Yeah. I learned this through Charles and Caroline. Sensory awakening exercise is something that can be done with a partner. You can do it with a friend too, but it enhances intimacy in relationship as well. Where if it's safe and comfortable, the partner receiving is blindfolded or, you know, having a mask over their eyes so that they can experience the other senses more fully. And to enliven the sense of smell, for example, might hold aromatherapy oil under their nose. First, make sure that they're not allergic to anything you're going to be doing. So different aromatherapy scents, and have them decide which one they like the best and just kind of play with that a little bit. For the sense of sound, you could use those little Chinese exercise balls that you hold in your hand that have little bells in them, or a rain stick, or you can whisper in your partner's ear. For the sense of taste, this is my favorite, is to have a plate full of finger foods that you can feed your partner, and again, make sure that there are no allergies before you do this, you know,
yeah,
and what they like, what they don't
idea.
Like. Yeah. That would be helpful. But different tastes, you know, salty, sweet, sour, whatever you would like, and you alternate those. The sense of touch, you can do light massage. You can use different fabrics or silks or feathers to, you know, draw across their body. So we have sight, sound, oh, we don't have sight yet. We have taste, touch, smell. So, okay, and the sight is when you take the mask off and you make eye contact with the person. And it's a lovely way to connect with a partner. It's, you know, there's certainly a sense of trust. If somebody's blindfolded and you don't know what they're feeding you and you don't know what they're going to do. So there's a sense of trust and safety involved with that as well.
Beautiful.
So those are probably my favorite practices.
Nice. It's no mistake that I started out talking about the skin being the largest sensory organ, the largest organ in the body, and here you are talking about it. And I thought it was the perfect thing to talk
about this
evening.
Oh, absolutely. There's another connection with that. A couple of years ago, last year I interviewed Erica Zhang. She was speaking at an eating disorders conference that I was covering. And she talked about, and I don't know the exact quote, but something about our skin needs to be available to touch. Huggability is more important than how you look in a photo. It was something like, that's to paraphrase her. And I thought that was so beautiful. And then today, I got to hear the Dalai Lama speak, and I'm actually going to be fulfilling an almost 20-year dream. I'm going to be interviewing him tomorrow morning.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How wonderful.
I'm really, really excited about that. And he said in his speech today, in his lecture today in Philadelphia, he talked about the importance of affection. And that may be one of the questions that I ask him tomorrow is about how affection, you know, how it nurtures us, how it nourishes us. So this is perfectly timed.
Beautiful, Edie. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me let people know how can people contact you? We're going to get more into your cuddle party
stuff
after our break, but how can people contact you? I wanted to set up for a commercial break in a few moments.
Absolutely. Well, my business website is www.liveinjoy, liveinjoy.org. And then there's a cuddle party website that I'll tell people about, too, when we get to that part.
Okay, that's great. I just wanted to give people, you know, a quick sense of how to get in touch with you. In case you just tuned in, everybody, I want to let you know that I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment on bbsradio.com. And today I'm talking with my guest, Edie Weinstein-Moser, who is a Renaissance woman. She's a facilitator, a therapist, a journalist. She does massage, and she's an energy worker. And tonight, after our break, and we'll take a break, and we're going to hear some music as well, she'll be talking to us about this It's a relatively new concept called cuddle party. Actually, Edie, I'm just going to ask you before we break if you could just tell us, you know, exactly what a cuddle party is, and then when we return, we'll talk about how you set it up and what do people wear and all the kinds of things. So tell us, what is a cuddle party, Edie?
Okay, well, cuddle party, first of all, is a trademark name. Lots of people refer to getting together in puppy piles and snuggling with friends as a cuddle party. But it is a trademark name. It was created 4 years ago by Reed Mihalko and Marcia Baczynski. They're relationship coaches that started doing this in New York City. And it is a 3.5-hour workshop that focuses on communication, boundary setting, and safe, nurturing touch. People come to it dressed in PJs or sweats or yoga clothes, and there are some structured exercises, a welcome circle, which goes over the rules of cuddling, which I'll go over, you know, after
break. We want to get into all of it.
Yeah. And then after that, then 2.5 hours of freestyle cuddling, which could be spooning, snuggling, massaging, nuzzling, whatever, but within the rules of cuddle party. And it's a blast, and I'll tell you how people have benefited from it and how I've benefited from being both a civilian cuddler who attends them, that other people do sometimes, and a cuddle party facilitator.
I love that you call yourself a civilian cuddle party attendee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm not on duty. I'm a civilian.
How many cuddle parties do you figure you've attended so far in your life?
That I've attended, gone to? I've probably attended half a dozen as not, you know, being off duty, not being
a facilitator.
Okay, and then facilitating? I'm thinking at least 30 since I got certified, yeah.
That's a lot of cuddling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm an insatiable cuddler.
Well, tonight we're going to break now for a commercial, and I wanted to let you know that after the commercial we're going to have a song, like a kind of a great dance song called World Hold On. I was trying to find a song that went with cuddling.
Holding on sounds good.
The only thing I could come up with was World Hold On from an Ibiza album. So, all right, so we're going to break now. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, and we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about, talk about, live for is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you're just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. So right now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. You can go to www.sexandhappiness.com. Order now. You owe it to yourself.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
I, Lori Handler, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at Butterfly.
everybody. We're back on the air, and that was World Hold On, that song. I like that song because I use it in my Tantra workshops. I use it in my my Ecstasy course, which is my second-level Tantra workshop. And I liked it for tonight because I'm talking with Edie Weinstein-Moser, who is she's a cuddle party ambassador, and I was trying to think of a song that would go with cuddling, and so Hold On was the one I selected. And also, I just want to let you know that if you're interested in my theme song, that song is called Liquid Calm. It's by Jim McGrath, and it's on his Percussive Environment CD. So we're back. I'm back here with Edie, and we're going to really talk some more about cuddle parties. Before the break, she said that cuddle parties are a 3.5-hour workshop where people can wear pajamas and loose, comfortable clothing, and they get to hold each other or nuzzle or cuddle or spoon within the rules of a specific framework. So we're going to hear more about that. So, Edie, tell us more. What about cuddle parties? What do people get from this?
Okay, well, first of all, they find themselves in a setting that's safe, non-sexual. People learn that it's safe to ask for what they want. Knowing that they might hear yes, they might hear no. It's an opportunity to learn to deal with acceptance and potential rejection. It doesn't really have to mean anything. People get to say yes to what they want in life, no to what they don't want, and be open to exploring and experiencing new things.
So it sounds like an exercise in boundaries, exactly.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So what
and communication.
Give us an example of what someone might want and someone might say yes or no to. Like, well, wait a second. Maybe you should tell us the rules first and then give us an example of what someone might ask for at a cuddle party. What are the rules?
Absolutely. Rule number one, pajamas stay on the whole time.
Oh, okay.
It's a non-sexual event, and the way we keep it non-sexual is nobody gets naked.
Does anybody wear see-through pajamas?
No. The idea is that the PJs. No. The idea is that the PJs are to be like cotton drawstring flannel, silly, goofy kind of things.
Okay.
Not lacy, frilly lingerie.
All right.
So that's rule number one. Rule number two: you don't have to cuddle anyone at a cuddle party ever. So some people sit back and watch. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to touch. You have to ask, this is rule number three, you have to ask permission and receive a verbal yes before you touch anyone.
Okay.
And I encourage people to be as specific in the request as you can. So, for example, if I was sitting next to you, I would say, Lori, can I touch your shoulder? And you would have to say yes before I touch you. Now, that rule applies whether the person you're there with is your partner, your best friend, your parent, whoever. You got to ask first and get a verbal yes. Because we're not used to doing that in relationship. We take for granted that it's okay to touch our partner whenever we want.
Yes.
And it may not be.
I completely know what you mean and agree with you. I actually have that rule in my workshops as well. People have to ask before they touch or kiss or touch.
Oh, absolutely. And keep in mind, now, first of all, this is a workshop for adults, for 18 and over. So the other thing is that people come as singles, as couples. They come with friends, and it's not just about partnering with someone. It's about learning ways to enhance your relationships, every relationship in your life.
Okay.
So these are what I call portable life skills.
And are there any other rules?
Oh, yeah, there are a few more. Rule number four, if you're a yes to a request, say yes. If you're a no, say no. Rule number five, if you're a maybe, say no. Yeah, because you can always change your mind. And that's rule number six. You're encouraged to change your mind. Rule number seven, respect your relationship boundaries and communicate with your partner. And what we say is that if you're here and your partner doesn't know that you're at the workshop, you may want to consider why that is and come talk to the facilitator, Mike and me, afterwards, and see what you can do to improve communication with your partner.
You mean this is if somebody comes to the workshop and they have a partner? Like
they have a partner and their partner doesn't know they're at this workshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want anything sleazy or slimy. You want
everything not at all.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
And then what we also say is that if your partner does know, stick to the boundaries and the agreements that you've made prior to coming. Don't change in midstream.
Okay.
So if you've agreed with your partner that you're not going to, let's just say something like massaging somebody's feet is something private between the two of you. You know, massaging each other's feet is something private between the two of you. And massaging somebody else's feet might feel like a violation of a boundary between the two of you. Don't massage anybody else's feet. Or don't let them massage your feet.
Okay.
So that's relationship boundaries. Okay, rule number eight, come get me or the cuddle caddy. Now, a cuddle caddy is an assistant who helps out during, you know, during the workshop. So if there's a problem, a concern, or if the person feels unsafe in any way, they would come get me or the cuddle caddy.
Okay.
Rule number nine, tears and laughter are both welcome. Human emotions are normal. We also, under that category, we also talk about arousal. Now, being in a workshop where there is nurturing touch, people sometimes get aroused. But the thing is, you don't have to do anything about it. You can't do anything with it during the cuddle party. No sexual interaction during the cuddle party.
All right. So it sounds safe enough.
Yeah,
it sounds
absolutely.
Enough. Now you have,
absolutely.
Is there what, 10? Are there 10 rules?
Yep, 10, 11, 12. Okay.
Oh.
Rule number 10, respect people's privacy when sharing about cuddle parties and don't gossip. Some people don't want folks in their lives to know that they're coming to a cuddle party.
Sure.
And we respect that, so there's confidentiality. Rule number 11, keep the cuddle space tidy. There are snacks and drinks that are there, non-alcoholic drinks, but we ask people not to bring food onto the cuddle space.
Okay.
And then rule number 12, thank you for arriving on time. The cuddle parties, just like your workshop, cuddle parties start on time, and we create a safe container during the welcome circle, because if somebody should wander in after that started, it would feel strange.
Oh, it feels
very
weird.
You know, that thing has got to be important, is really important. It's got to be there.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi everyone, it's Laurie again. I'm here with Edie Weinstein-Moser. We were off the air for a few minutes there, but we had some technical difficulties, something like a big echo, so hopefully that's corrected. Edie's at Rule 12, and we're going to keep going and see if we can get through this show, so go ahead.
Yeah, that was Rule number 12, is thank you for arriving on time. And again, the reason for that is so that we can create a safe container, because for some people, coming to a cuddle party in and of itself is a big stretch. Let alone having somebody wander in who hasn't experienced the the rules and some of the structured exercises we do. And yes, we do lock the doors. We tell people they can get out, but nobody else can get in. In fact, there actually is a money-back guarantee for the workshop that after the welcome circle, there's an opportunity to leave the workshop and get your money back. But the deal is if people decide to stay, they have to abide by the rules of cuddling. And that's what we just went over.
And have you ever had occasion to throw someone out?
I've never thrown anybody out. I've had, in the 30-some cuddle parties I've done, I think I've had maybe 4 or 5 people leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've had people leave introductions to Tantra, too. I mean, it happens. Sometimes somebody wanders in, and then they go, I'm not in my comfort zone. I have to go.
Absolutely. And that's part of what cuddle party is about, is helping people recognize what they're comfortable with. What I encourage is just like in yoga, go to your edge and maybe a tiny bit more, but not beyond where you're comfortable going.
Right, right, right.
And the amazing thing for me about Cuddle Party and why I became a facilitator is that right away I started experiencing opportunities to live Cuddle Party roles. And I live it in every aspect of my life. My first Cuddle Party was in April of 2006. I found out about it on a website called By Region, where workshops are listed by region of the country. And I saw that it was happening in New York, and New York is not typically considered the bastion of cuddly people. But I was delighted, you know, you who spend time in New York, you may know what I'm talking about.
I live in New York now, so,
Yeah, but I mean, but there are very cuddly people in New York. So it was held in Reed and Marsha's apartment. There were 18 of us, and by the time I left, I actually went there as a journalist to write about it. And by the time I left, I knew two things. I wanted to bring Cuddle Party to Philadelphia, because we'd never had any there. So Reed came down twice that summer and did two cuddle parties. And I also knew I wanted to be a facilitator. So that September, I took the facilitator training. And there is a six-month certification process to become a cuddle party facilitator. So by January of that year, I was a facilitator. Now, that's not 6 months. It took me less time. But now there's a six-month requirement. And there are other requirements besides going to the training and all that. But if people are interested in learning how to become a facilitator, they can go to the Cuddle Party website, which is www.cuddleparty.com. And there are there you can learn about all things cuddly, including how to become a facilitator. There are 42 of us in the world certified to teach this workshop. And they're mostly in the United States, but we have somebody in London. We have someone in Australia. We did have someone in Ireland. I don't know if he's still there. We have somebody in Canada, and the rest, I believe, are in the United States. And they're popping up all over the country. It's really exciting.
It's spreading. Now, how many? About you said 18 people were at the first one you ever went to. Is that the average number of people?
It varies. The smallest I've ever had is 4, and the largest I've had is 27. Reed and Marsha, who are, again, the founders of Cuddle Party, find that some of theirs are, 15, 20 or more. The largest of theirs I've ever gone to, I think there was like 30-some people there, and that was a media-friendly cuddle party. On occasion, the media does come out and cover a cuddle party. For example, CBS 3 News came out and covered a cuddle party that I did back in February. And it started a whole string of events, including being on Good Morning, the link was put on Good Morning Yahoo. Then Stephen Colbert got a hold of it.
And when he gets a hold of something, it can
go crazy. God. Well, he gave it his infamous wag of the finger.
Yeah, he's very funny. Now, is it balanced, male and female? Or
not always. Not always. Initially, I was more focused on gender balance, but the way I figure it is that since it's not about sex, a cuddly body is a cuddly body, and I encourage people to become equal opportunity cuddlers. Now, this Friday night, I'm doing my first men's-only cuddle party. I'm the only woman that's going to be there because I'm the facilitator. But it's a men's-only cuddle party.
That's
and this
interesting.
It is. And this is for men of all different orientations. Again,
beautiful.
Not about sex.
And it's in Philly.
It's outside of Philadelphia, in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And it's listed on the Cuddle Party website.
Very nice.
The reason I decided to do that, and Reed does them regularly, and then another male facilitator named Trace does them.
I know Trace.
Uh-huh.
New York.
Yep, he absolutely
is. Yeah, I know him.
So if people are in New York and want to go to cuddle parties, Reed, Marsha, Trace, I don't know if there's anybody physically in New York, but there are some in North Jersey as well. But the reason I wanted to do an all-men's cuddle party is that in our culture, men often don't get to bond safely and in nurturing ways with other men. Perhaps they didn't have a healthy, nurturing relationship with their fathers or their sons. And this is an opportunity to do that, to learn how to have healthy boundaries with the other men in their lives.
Very good. This is
so I'm looking forward to it. Different dynamics. I did my first all-women's cuddle party 2 weeks ago at a retreat at which I co-facilitated. It was our first all-goddess cuddle party. So that was a different energy than when it's mixed gender. Very different energy.
Well, about a year and a half ago, Reed wrote me a quick email one particular day and said, I need more women to come to a cuddle party in New York. And I put out the call to people who are my students, and it ends up that one of my students, who also was my administrative assistant, ended up going that day. I think she might have been, maybe one or two people from my butterfly workshop community went. And she ended up meeting someone that she turned out to have a relationship with.
Wonderful.
So is this a common occurrence that people meet someone who becomes their partner?
It can. Now, I tell people, cuddle party, if you look at a hookup, that's not a reason to come to cuddle party. But
I don't think she
if
went
you're
to
looking,
that.
Oh, no. I'm saying in general, people have that assumption. But what I tell them is that if you want to have a healthy relationship, cuddle party is a great place to go because you can learn those skills. And yes, people have connected. I've had in my two of my cuddle parties, or two, you know, I've had two couples connect as a result of coming to my cuddle parties. And in California, in San Francisco, two of the facilitators talked about the first cuddle baby. Now, it wasn't conceived at the cuddle party because there's no sex at the cuddle party. That was the joke. Yes, absolutely. But this is a couple that met and got together and started a relationship and are now having a baby. So people do connect. But even if you don't meet somebody at the cuddle party itself, you leave the cuddle party equipped with tools. Like I say, portable life skills that help you to enhance any relationship in your life. And I live by cuddle party rules in my relationships. Not always easy. Absolutely not always easy to live by them. But they're great rules for life.
Life becomes an adventure. Now, before we end, I remember earlier in the show, I couldn't remember what I wanted to say to you. I paused for a minute. I said, "Oh yeah, there was something else you said." What you said was about your favorite tantra practice, which was eye gazing and breathing together with another, with a mirror, with somebody who's another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let you know that on this show tonight with you, my last show, which was with Sam and Monica, intimacy coaches, and the show before that, which was with Arjuna and Shanti, who are tantra warriors. They're actually cartoon figure, like superhero cartoon figures who are tantra warriors for love. All three shows, this is the third show in a row where the people said that their best practice was breathing together, and then you added the eye gazing. So, and they all demonstrated breathing on the show. So that was the thing I wanted to say. Like, how is this happening that each one says the same thing? Mm-hmm. Breathing together and then eye gazing is just such a beautiful practice. So let me just reiterate for the listeners now that, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is a program for spiritual enlightenment. It's on bbsradio.com and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And we've been talking with Edie Weinstein-Moser, who is a cuddle party ambassador in the Philadelphia area, but she has cuddle will travel, I know. I mean, Edie's not a stationary being. She would go anywhere to do a cuddle party.
Yes.
So, go ahead, say something about that.
I was going to say, I do, I'm from the Philadelphia area, but I do travel a lot to the Maryland and D.C. area to do cuddle parties. I have several coming up in that area in the next few months. Actually, this weekend I've got two, one in Herndon, Virginia, and one in Washington, D.C., and so this is a three cuddle party weekend. I've got one Friday night, the men's only cuddle party, one in Herndon on Saturday, and one in D.C. on Sunday.
And how can they reach you to find out about this if they're listening? I'm sure I have listeners in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I have listeners in Philly, so tell me.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, if they want to register for any of the cuddle party workshops, it's www.cuddleparty.com. And you can register on the website directly, and I will respond within hours of getting the email to let you know that you're in and that we're all set. But that's definitely something you can do. And then I did one out in San Francisco a year ago, August. So I will go just about anywhere that people are willing to, to host me to do a cuddle party.
So in the beginning of the show I said, if you're someone who wants to meet new people in a safe and sacred way, I definitely think that what we're talking about here, Edie, whether it's that somebody comes to a tantra course and they start to feel safe within themselves and, start to become their own beloved, or if they were to attend a cuddle party, it seems like a quick and easy way, 3.5 hour investment of time. How much does something like this cost?
The fee for the workshop is $40 per person,
okay,
or you get a $10 discount if you register with a friend, so it's 2 for $60, and it's a bargain. And then I also decided to do a frequent cuddler's card, which is like a yoga class card.
Yeah.
So it's, if you pay for 4 classes up front, then it's $30 a class, workshop. And I have had people do that. I have people that return to cuddle parties again and again. I have one man that I think has been there six or seven times, and a couple of women that do that. And these are people who are happily married, who, you know, two that I could think of, whose spouses know that they go, and they encourage them to go. And I'm imagining that it's helped enhance the relationships because they keep coming back for more.
Yeah, there's no question that sometimes when a spouse comes without their spouse to an event like this, that something opens up that they can take home and really connect on a deeper level to their partner. And sometimes people need to experience this by themselves without their partner looking over the shoulder to see, oh, what is my husband doing? What is my wife doing? What's my girlfriend doing? Like without the jealousy and the possession, like somebody can just be able to learn self-expression. It's a very, it sounds like a healthy, healthy, wonderful way to come alive.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
To come alive and express more. Now, before we close, I want to talk about a couple of things and then we'll come back. We'll let you leave us with a practice, that, you know, some favorite practice of yours, another, or some, just very brief meditation that people can take away. I just want to make a few announcements, and that is, this is Laurie Handlers again with ButterflyWorkshops.com, and I teach Tantra up and down the East Coast in London and in New Delhi, sometimes in San Francisco. Next week, July 27th, actually, it's a Sunday, I'm going to be teaching Tantra for the first time in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm going to be doing an introduction to Tantra, what is Tantra, on the Friday night, July 25th, and then I'll be in still in Minneapolis for Sunday, an all-day workshop from 10 to 7 p.m. on that Sunday. And you can find out more about this at my website, butterflyworkshops.com. That's plural, you can order my book at that website or at its own website, sexandhappiness.com. And also, I'm very excited to tell everybody that I have a new CD out. I had it on audio tape before. It's my What is Tantra Talk. And this is a perfect way to let people know about what Tantra is without trying to figure out how to explain it. All you have to do is put on my CD, and I just go. I'm talking to about 100 people in an audience in New York City at the time, and I answer the audience's questions, and we do some Tantra exercises. We do a little breathing and squeezing. And I always say to people, if you're going to breathe, you might as well squeeze. So you can get you can pick up a copy of my new CD also on my website, butterflyworkshops.com. I just wanted to let you know. And find out more about my India trip. If you want to go to India and you've never been, I'm taking the India tour November 19th to December 2nd. So please check it out on my website, butterflyworkshops.com. Edie, I've so enjoyed having you this evening, and I want to thank you for being with us. You're a wealth of information and a wealthy talent.
Thank you.
And I want people in Philadelphia to check you out. And then anyone who wants to invite you to do a cuddle party anywhere, I know you'll go. You'll gladly go. And some people who might have something of interest that you might be able to journal about as well, you know, you know, interview them as well if they have something exciting to offer.
Absolutely.
Is there something that, you know, is there some practice or a short meditation that you'd like to leave us in before our signature music comes back on and we end the show this evening?
Absolutely. I love doing guided visualizations, and this is an opportunity to tuck people, well, if they're on the East Coast, tuck them in bed. Tuck them in bed. If they're on, you're, what, 3 hours difference where you are?
Yeah, I'm on definitely on West Coast time.
Oh, okay.
Where the station is, by the way. So this is the first time I'm on time with the station.
Wonderful. So they're not ready to be tucked into bed quite yet, but they want to relax. We can do just a brief meditation.
Okay.
How's that? Okay. So are you going to stay awake?
I'm going to stay awake. I'm going to come back on it right at the end. This is just going to be a shorty, you know, like about a 3-minute thing if you can.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on the clock.
And I'll come back on to sign off.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, I invite anybody who's listening to get comfortable either lying down or sitting up and take in a deep, full, easy breath, drawing in life force energy and feeling it flow through your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And with each in-breath, you find yourself becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease and at peace with yourself. And with each out-breath, allow yourself to totally let go of anything you've been carrying from the day, the week, the month, the year, the lifetime. Just let it all go. And allow yourself to feel supported by whatever is beneath you or around you. Moment by moment, you find yourself flowing very easily and gently into relaxation. And your eyes lightly remain closed. And your body feels like silly putty, very pliable and flexible. And in your very vivid imagination, I'd like you to imagine yourself standing before a mirror and seeing the reflection of the beautiful god or goddess in the mirror. And ask yourself, who's in there? Who is that beautiful being that's standing before you with all of his or her strengths and vulnerabilities, challenges, lessons, wisdom, and love? Allow yourself to bask in the absolute magnificence of that Shakti or Shiva in the mirror, and feel that energy flowing through your body as you deepen your relaxation. And know with absolute certainty that that's who you are, regardless of what you've gone through in your life, regardless of the challenges you face. You are that divinity. You are that mystery. You are that love. And continue your breathing nice and easy as you gradually move away from the mirror and the eye contact that you've had with that beautiful being, knowing that you take him or her with you as you slowly begin to bring yourself back to full awareness, stretching and moving, and then gradually and gently opening your eyes. Welcome back.
Thank you, Edie. That's
You're welcome.
What a beautiful meditation to leave us with.
So thanks.
All the listeners out there, I thank Edie Weinstein Moser for coming on the show tonight. I thank you all for listening tonight. We couldn't have a show without you, the listeners. I thank Jim McGrath, my theme song musician, and I thank my station and my producer and my technician. Thank you all so much. Next week, I will have People Unlimited, The Immortals. This is where I am in Arizona this week. Next week, I will have Jim and Bernie on my show, the two leaders of this People Unlimited movement, who believe in physical immortality, that we can and do and will live forever if we close the door on death. I can't wait to have them on the show. I can't wait to be back with you next week. Thank you so much. This is Laurie Handler signing off for Tantra Cafe.